Minutes of a conference in the Reich Chancellery, Berlin, November the 5th, 1937, written by Hitler's military adjutant, Colonel Friedrich Hosbach. During this meeting, Hitler presented his plans for war to the commanders-in-chief of the Army, the Air Force and the Navy, von Fritsch, Göring and Räder, Reich Foreign Minister von Neurath and Colonel Hosbach. Hitler demanded that his expositions be regarded, in the event of his death, as his last will and testament. Excerpts. The aim of German policy was to make secure and to preserve the racial community, Volksmasse, and to enlarge it. It was therefore a question of space. The German racial community comprised over 85 million people and, because of their number and the narrow limits of habitable space in Europe, constituted a tightly packed racial core such as was not to be met in any other country and such as implied the right to a greater living space than in the case of other peoples. The history of all ages, the Roman Empire and the British Empire, had proved that expansion could only be carried out by breaking down resistance and taking risks. Setbacks were inevitable. There had never in former times been spaces without a master, and there were none today. The attacker always comes up against a possessor. Germany's problem could only be solved by means of force, and this was never without attendant risk. For the improvement of our politico-military position, our first objective, in the event of our being embroiled in war, must be to overthrow Czechoslovakia and Austria simultaneously in order to remove the threat to our flank in any possible operation against the West.